Shabbos of 11. I'd also like to thank Ronen and Sylvia for hosting such a beautiful get-together. Shmizech to see brachos. Ruchnius of Gashmius with Homishbacha. Shabbat Shlomo. Shkoyach, beautiful. As always.
Back on the bus.
Good times.
Back on the bus or back up?
So we're here together to celebrate the Yontif, and call it a Yontif, Tu B'Av. The son of the Devi Chaim, Shlomo Elazar, he said that when Tu B'Av came around, he would say, "Ah, I can finally breathe again. It's been so hard to breathe. And now that Tu B'Av is here, become much easier on me to breathe." Of course, he wasn't just saying stam zachen. And the tzaddikim try to touch what he meant. He's able to breathe again. So maybe we'll circle back to that in Mitzvah Hashem. Tu B'Av is a very difficult yontif to connect to, because it's not really a yontif. And if we take a look at the Gemara makes an almost impossible statement, if not from the fact that it comes from Chazal, as Rabbi Levin mentioned. Chazal say, "Lahayu yamim tovim liYisrael." There weren't such great yamim tovim for Klal Yisrael like Tu B'Av and Yom Kippurim. This comparison between Tu B'Av and Yom Kippur is astounding. And in fact, the Gemara asks this question. The Gemara says, "We understand Yom Kippur is a yontiv. It's a day of Sicha Mechila. It's a day that the Luchos were given, the Luchos Shnios. What's so special about Tu B'Av?" So the Gemara gives six answers. And of the Gemara's six answers, not one of them seems to justify the connection between Tu B'Av and Yom Kippurim. Not one of them justifies, but not six of them justify the connection between Tu B'Av and Yom Kippurim. This, of course, is a question the Mefarshim I bothered with, tried to explain. What's the oimek of this day of Tu B'Av? We come here, we sit here, familiar perhaps with the Mishnah, with the Gemara, but we're not here for those reasons. We're not here because it was hutzrut for the Shvatim, they were allowed to intermarry the Shvatim within each other, or the fact that the Shevet of Binyamin was now allowed back into marry with the rest of Klal Yisrael. Kolu Meisei Midbar, that those who were dying in the Midbar, they stopped dying. All the various answers that the Gemara gives doesn't speak to us really when we sit here and we think to ourselves that we're saying the Vetaira, we're having a beautiful barbecue with Chaveirim, and we're margish that there's an Inyan, but none of these explanations and reasons of the Gemara make us feel like, aha, that explains it. Furthermore, the Gemara says also, as was mentioned at Rabbi Levin, that the B'nai Yisrael would go out into the vineyards and they would dance and they would wear white clothes, which they borrowed, and they would say, Sa na inecha. They would say to the Bachurim, they would say, Sa na inecha re'ei ma taboyre. Lift up your eyes and see what you're choosing for yourself. Of course, the whole thing is very strange, the whole Shiduchim system on Tu B'Av. And the Gemara makes a statement at the end of the whole Sugya. What we take from here, which is perhaps the most lamaisa, is Manta Maisif Yosef. Rashi explains Manta Maisif Yosef means that at this time of year that the nights are starting to get longer and the day is getting shorter, so a person should dedicate himself to learning more Torah at night. But it's a very puzzling lashon which is open to many interpretations, Manta Yosef, Manta Maisif Yosef. He who adds, he adds, so it seems like it's saying. And of course, the fact that Tu B'Av falls out in the week of Nachamu, Shabbos Nachamu, the implication is that the two things are connected. So to begin with Siyata D'Shemaya, so Chazal tell us that every single month corresponds to a Shevet. And the month of Chodesh Av corresponds to Shevet Shema. Furthermore, we know from Sefer Yetzirah that every month corresponds to a part of the face. And these 2 months of Tammuz and Av, the Sefer Yetzirah tells us, corresponds to day 9. Sfarim have many beautiful drushim about this. And this they say pshat is Pasuk and Eicha, Eini, Eini, Yardamayim. That these 2 eyes of Tammuz and Av are drenched with tears, crying over the Churban Beis HaMikdash, and Galus Yisrael, Galus HaShechina. So the sinyan of Shimon and the Einayim, what's the connection between Shimon and the Einayim? The Torah tells us that when Klai Yisrael, and I mean Klai Yisrael meaning Bnei Yisrael, when they come down to Mitzrayim searching for Yosef, unbeknownst to them that Yosef is this Tzafnas Paneach, so the Torah tells us that Reuven says to the brothers, Halei Amarti Aleichem, I told you, Al Techetu Vayeled, you shouldn't have harmed the child. V'loi Shamatim, you didn't listen. V'loi Shamatim, you didn't listen. V'gam damoi hinei nidrash. And now HaKadosh Baruch Hu is avenging his blood. And the next pasuk says, V'heim lo yadu, they didn't know, ki shomea Yosef, that Yosef was listening to all this. And of course, Chazal say, ki shomea Yosef doesn't mean that he was listening, that he understood. That he understood Lashon HaKodesh, he knew exactly what they were saying. Ki hameilitz b'naisam, because there was an interpreter there. And then the Torah says a puzzling thing, V'yisev mi'alem v'yivk, he excuses himself, he goes into the next room and he cries rivers, and he comes back, Vayikach me'itam es Shimon, and he takes Shimon from them, Vayesar oisei le'inehem, and he imprisons them, imprisons him, le'inehem, to their eyes. Chazal say this word le'inehem is superfluous. What does it mean that he imprisoned them to their eyes? Literally means that they took Shimon, and he opened up the bar, the jail, the cell, and he threw him in and locked them up. So why do we need to know that? So Rashi tells us. Rashi tells us. Le'asir ele le'inehem. He was only imprisoned to their eyes. The cave in Shiyatsu. And as soon as they left, Haitziyay v'ha'echilay v'hishkehu. As soon as they left, he took them out and he partied with them. He gave them some good maichel, good nishte, made a barbecue for him. So this whole thing was just a charade. The fact that he threw him into this jail. Seemingly. And this whole ma'isa is very unusual. Of course, the reason why he took Shimon was because Shimon was the one who threw him into the bar. And this was now the Midah Keneged Midah, that he was taking Shimon and throwing Shimon into the bar. But what's the idea of Le'inehem? Of course, we know Yosef later on at the end of the story where they're begging Yosef for forgiveness. And he says that you thought, Chashavtim l'ra'av, Elokim, Chashav l'tayva, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw that this was all good. And to Yosef, it was all just in his ele'inehem. That he understood from the beginning to end that this was all Hashkachas Hashem. Kol ma'ad ha'rachmar l'tav avid. Everything was for the good. So this inyan of Yosef taking Shimon, Vayesar se le'inehem, is teaching us the following Lanyastaiti. That this inyan of Shimon, of which the Torah says, why is it that Leah calls him Shimon? Vatoymer, so she says, Ki Shema Hashem, Hashem has heard, Ki Senua Anoichi, that I'm despised to my husband Yaakov. So Shimon is a lashon of Snua, of hatred. As the Torah says, that a man has the reshus to divorce his wife if she's an isha snua. The implication that there's a richuk, that there's a distance, like the Chodesh Av implies. Then you have a get of gerushin. So it would seem on the surface that the day of Tisha B'Av and the whole month of Shimon is an inyan of ki snua anaychi. That Klai Yisrael is despised before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And for that reason, Eini, Eini, Yardamayim, we cry tears because of this distance between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the Torah here is telling us, Vayesar Isai, that when Yosef takes this Shimon, which is the sinyan of Chodesh Av, Vayesar Isai, and he locks him up, really, it's Le'inehem. It's only on the surface. And so we have to know that when we cry tears of sadness, of pain, this Eini Eini Yordamayim of Chodesh Tammuz and Chodesh Av, It's a type of tear of which the Gemara says Allah Asalavo will be different than Bizmanazah. That today we say Dayan Ha'emes when there's a tzar. But Allah Asalavo we're going to say Hatoiva Hametiv, Hailakim Chashava Latoiva. And those tears will not just become laughter, but they become tears of joy, which is even a higher madriga than regular laughing and simcha. The tzaddik who was able to discover this inyan of Elokim Chashava L'Tayva of Vayesar Oisei Le'inehem, to see that the Yisurin and the difficulties and the challenges are only on the Chitzonius, is on the outside, is the tzaddik of Yosef. Yosef has the koyach to be megala, the koyach to reveal the pinyas, that which is hidden. Just as Leah says, Kishama Hashem, Kisnu Anochi, Kishama Hashem, the Torah here says about Yosef, Vehem lo yadu Kishama Yosef. But they didn't know that Yosef hears, that he hears a different type of a hearing than the Kisnu Anochi. We go back to the comparison between Tuba Av and Yom Kippurim. So it's clear to us that Yom Kippur is a day of tremendous simcha, of tremendous kedusha. And Tuba Av seems to be out of place. But perhaps to understand the comparison between Tuba Av and Yom Kippurim is that we know that there's two types of tzaddikim. There's certain people that when you see them, when you observe them, you can see that the way that they conduct themselves is that they are elevated people, that they're people of Kedusha, from their Maisim Tovim, from the way that they carry themselves, that the way that they daven. And that's an inyan of Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is a day of Kulo Kedusha Behesgalas, revealed Kedusha. But then there are the tzaddikim. It's very hard to see about them, that they're special, that they're unique, that they have a lev nishbor in front of Hashem, that they go around like everybody else, perhaps plain clothes like everybody else. But of them, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that an Adam is yireh le'inayim, that a person sees on the outside, v'Hashem yireh le'leva, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees into their hearts. And the chitzonius does not match their pimius. And this is the type of a tzaddik, which is the inyan of Tubav. And Echad Hamarbe v'Echad Hamamit, even though Yom Kippur is a day of Echad Hamarbe, with tremendous hiskalus and a ribay of Kedusha, and Tuba Av is a day of Echad Hamamit, Be'etzem, they're the same. These are the two tzaddikim, which correspond to Yehuda and Yosef. Why to Yehuda and Yosef? Because the Gemara tells us in Sota that Yosef and Yehuda, they were both Mekadeshem Shemayim. The Gemara says that Yehuda was Mekadeshem Shemayim before Hesia, Behiskalus, whereas Yosef was Mekadeshem Shemayim Behester, Beseser. Yom Kippur is the day of Yehuda, where the Shem Shemayim is the Skadesh before Hesia. And Chazal say for that reason, Yehuda has the name Havaya in his name. It's complete and it's very clear. And in fact, the Navi and Yom Kippur, we read about it in the Haftarah, says that Yom Kippur is a day which is called Yom Havaya. It's the day of Havaya. It's the day of Gilui Elokus. Whereas Yosef, who was Mekadesh Shemayim B'Seiser, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu added the letter Hey to his name, of which it says, Eidus b'Yehosef samo b'tzeiso el Eretz Mitzrayim. That Yosef has the Shem Kaddish in his name, but it's not a full Shem, it's the Shem Yudke. Because he was Mekadosh Shemayim b'tzeiser, because the letter Vav Hey of the Shem Havaya is considered to be the Hisgalus, the revelation of the Shem. Whereas the Shem Yudke, the first part of the name, is called the Meichin, Chachma Bina Endas, it's concealed. And since Yosef is Mekadeshim Shemayim B'Seiser, so So that's why he was given the letter Hey. And that corresponds to Tu B'Av, which is a day of being Mekadesh Shem Shamayim B'Seisef. Tu B'Av is Merumas in this name, Yehoisef. Because the fact that he was given the letter Hey, which created the Shem Yud-Kei, so Yud-Kei is the Gematria of Tu B'Av, right? Tes Vav is the 15th of Av. So 15 is Yud and a Hey. So by giving this Kiddush Hashem to the Ribbono Shel Olam, he received that Hey, so he elevated himself to the stage of Yud-Hei, of Chodesh Av, because Hey, which is 5, is the 5th month of the year, which is Chodesh Av. So he was given a Hey, which is a remez to Chodesh Av, the 5th month. By doing so, it becomes Yud-Kei, which is 2. Tes Vav Ba'av. Because he was Mekadesh Shem Shemayim B'Seser. And this is the whole Indian of Tu B'Av. It's very nice because the Baal Memra of this Memra in the Gemara is a man by the name Tzadik, can't even call him a man. Rav Bizna B'Shem Rav Shimon Chasida. Perhaps the implication of Rav Shimon Chasida is that Yosef, Vayeser Esei Le'inehem, that he took this Shimon and he threw him into the bar. Le'inehem, but only the Einehem, because he understood the Tzidkas of Yosef. Excuse me, the Tzidkas of Shimon. So this, the Baal Memra of this Maimra of Yosef, was Mekadesh Shem Shemayim B'Seisa, that he saw the Kiddush Shem Shemayim in hidden things, is of Shimon Chasida, that he saw the Chasidus in Shimon. And what's unique about Yom Kippur and Tu B'Av, and this is parenthetical, but I feel like this is something which should be said, and to me it's the most important nekuda, is that Yom Kippur and Tu B'Av are similar in that they don't have any chefzah shel mitzvah. Whereas Rosh Hashanah has a shofar and Sukkot is filled and Pesach is filled with chefzah shel mitzvahs, there's no chefzah shel mitzvah in Yom Kippur. It's not the kittel. There is no chefzah shel mitzvah. It's the shvisa mimalacha, it's the kedushas hayayim. What that's really telling us, and this really needs an explanation, is that Yom Kippur, what Yom Kippur represents, is that it's a day of kedusha where the Adam becomes kadosh. And it's not so much what we do, it's that what we do which makes us become Kadosh. And the same thing is true with Tu B'Av. You can't tell from Tu B'Av what goes on in Tu B'Av about Tu B'Av. We're not dressing anything different. We're going to go to work today, probably. And it's going to be an Erev Shabbos, like every Erev Shabbos, perhaps. And the davening is not going to change at all. But Tu B'Av doesn't have any ma'isim. But the mahus of Tu B'Av is different. And it means to tell us that what we do ma'isim, and we need to do ma'isim, it's not just to have ma'isim to be able to fill our pockets and to say before the Ribbono Shel Olam, where's my schar? The idea is that by doing mitzvahs to become something, like we become something on Yom Kippur, we become something on Tu B'Av, we become something, but b'seisa we become something. I think it's certainly true that the reason why Yosef took Shimon out of the bar was because when Yosef was approaching the brothers, and Shimon was the one who Chazal say said, here comes the Bala Chalaimais, V'nihye ma'yiniru Chalaimaisav, let's see what's going to be with these Chalaimais, and he was Mevazi Yosef. He was putting him down by saying that. So Rashi says, quoting Chazal, that really it's not Shimon who said that, although it was Shimon who said that, but the Ruach HaKodesh spoke within him and he says, V'nira ma'niyu chalem ha'isav, let's see what will be with these chalem that you talk about. You'll see who has the last word. And these bizyonis is a remeter of Bizna, B'Shem Rabbi Shimon Chasida. And until this moment, we never found that Yosef had any interpretations of dreams. He just told over dreams to the brothers. He never interpreted them. It just says Va'aviv Shamar Esadavar, that his father knew what would be with these dreams. Aviv is a remez to Chodesh Av. His father knew what would be with these dreams. But it was only after Shimon gave him these brachas, Lani Estaiti, that Yosef was able to go down to Mitzrayim and interpret the dreams of Paro. And he came out of the bor, and he interpreted dreams of Paro. And Paro says to him, do you interpret dreams? He says, I don't interpret dreams. HaKadosh Baruch Hu interprets dreams. Because he never did interpret dreams. But because Shimon gave him that klala, which is really a bracha, so he was makatov to Shimon. It was really just on the outside, he said, v'nidir mayu chalei moisa. But in the premise, he understood that he owed Shimon something. That the bizyonis made him into something that he wasn't before. This idea of taking this Shimon, this month of Chodesh Av, the inyan of Kisnu Anaychi, and taking it out of jail, the koyach to be matir asurim, to take something which is vayes or oisai, which is locked up, and to show that it's only the einayim, and to reveal the nekuda pnimi, is really the theme of many, of perhaps all of them, just without going into detail, of the six things that the Gemara speaks about. The Gemara says, huchu hashvatim lavay zebazeh. That until now that there was an isser for them to intermarry. And now, matir asur. Until now it was also for Shevet Shimon. They were excommunicated. Now, it was mutter for Shevet Shimon. Until now, the Harugi Beitar, they weren't allowed to be buried. And now, chutr Harugi Beitar to be buried. V'chule v'chule. With explanation. But it's a day of matir asur. And in the premiers to Ba'av comes around, and there's a kayach to say that that which is snua, that who's excommunicated, that we don't have a shaykhis to, so we say about that, bring him in. It's only le'inehem, but there's a premiers which brings everybody together. There's an akuda premier which we could see about it, that that's a tzaddik, this is Mekadashim Shemayim B'Seisr. And of course, that takes a lot of emunah. It takes a lot of emunah to be able to look at a day like Tu Ba'av, and to be able to say about it that this is a special day. Because in the Chitzonius, it doesn't look like it's special. On Yom Kippur, it's obvious. Even a person who's B'chabal Shalas all year round is able to look at Yom Kippur and say, this is a Yom Kaddish. But on Tu B'Av, it takes a lot of emunah to be able to say about it that the whole thing is just le'nehem. That it's really an akuda pnimi. So getting back to our questions, which we spoke about, what's the big inyan of Tu B'Av? Six reasons which don't seem to mean anything to us now, to make a yontif out of it, to have a barbecue out of it, a simcha, a smereyim. It's that there's a koyach pnimi of matir surim which is hidden in this day. And that's the inyan of Yom Kippur, of course. Whereas Yom Kippur is in the gilui, it's beheskalus, it's the inyan of Yehuda, of kiddushim shemayim b'farhesia, whereas Tu B'Av is at the of Yehoisef. Then in the pnimius is a kayach to be matir asurim, to have mechilas avonais. Perhaps it's a strand of the Gemara as well, man de moisif yosef. And it's a remis to Yosef. The man de moisif, somebody who's already Yosef. Yosef, he has to do more. His name was already Yosef. But you give him a hay and he becomes Yehoisef, even more Yosef. And that's what it means, learning at night. What does it mean, learning at night? Learning at night means not just in front of everybody when there's a beis medrash or doing things before hesi where everybody could see the tzidkus. It means that at night when the doors are closed and everybody's sleeping, that you hop around and you say, you know what, it's between Av and Shavuos now, that it's a zman which is before the Yom Ha'Narayim, of which the Sfar Makdashim say, the Yom Ha'Narayim begin on Tu B'Av. It's a time to say, to be Mekadashim Shemayim B'Seisa, this is for you, the Ribbono Shel Olam. And this is the inyan, perhaps, of what the Bnei Yisrael say to those boys. They say to the Bacharim, Sana inecha, ure'ei ma'ata b'ira, lift up your eyes and to see. Lift up your eyes and to see means don't be blinded by the le'enehems. Sana inecha means lift up your eyes and see deeper. And the Gemara says, al testako b'ze, al titen inecha b'ze, al titen inecha b'ze. Don't look at the fake, look at the pnimi. And with Derech Remez, we could say that based on the Zohar in this week's Haftarah, the Zohar says a very similar lashon to what the Gemara says. The Navi says, "Se'u einechem u'ra'u mi bara eila." Lift up your eyes and to see who created this. It's really pashit from this world to see that there's a bari eila. Nothing here is by accident. It's so pashit. Sitting outside like this, it's very clear. Se'u marum einechem. Look at this world. Look at the colors. Look at the iris. Look at the Torah. Look at the chevra. It's so clear that there's an Eibishter. But the Zohar says, "Se'u mara minechem u re'u mi bara eila." It says, "Re'u mi Bora Eila. Look at me and look at Eila. Because me and Eila together spells Elohim. Be able to see the Elokos in everything. But even though it looks like over here there's a me and over there there's an Eila, to put them together, says the Zohar, and to say that there's Elohim Gadol everywhere. Perhaps based on that, we can explain here too. Se'u na, sa na inecha ure'eim ma, atabayir el atzmacha. Sa na, lift up the letters na, ure'u ma, and to see ma. What's na and ma? Emuna. It's the letters emuna. It's hard to see, but it's really not that hard. That if we look beyond the le'ineihem, it's only on the chitzonius, on the surface, vayesar esay, we can't really see. The things seem that they're tied up and it's hard to see because of the haster aster panim. But in the pnimius, tzadik v'munas yechi, there's an akudas tzadik that we can find our emuna, which is what we need more than anything b'zman hazeh, to mechazek ourselves in this haster aster panim. And this is really the inyan of Shabbos Nachamo. That at Tisha B'Av there's a tremendous churban. But out of that churban, of course, we know there's a latest Mashiach. And that's the Nechama. And perhaps this is what the tzaddik meant when he says, I can finally breathe again. I can finally breathe again when this day comes around. It's not just a regular breath. It's not just mean that I can breathe again. It means he's referring to that very deep breath of Ruach HaPeinu Mashiach Hashem. It's a type of a breath that a person breathes in, which is a breath of Emunah. And he's able to be margish just in the simple things, Kol HaNeshama Tahalolka, Chazal Seyan, and every neshima we could be margish Elokos. Because Elokos is everywhere. And in fact, these two words, Vayasar Oisoi, of that pasuk is Gematria, Nachemu, Nachemu, Ami, Yomer Elokecha. There's a tremendous Nechama when we leave, we're able to look, to delve beyond the surface, to find that Nekuda. And that Nekuda exists in every one of us. Kadosh Baruch Hu should help us that on a day like this, a Tu B'Av, where there's tremendous of a Hiskalus in the pinyas of the day, you should be Zeicha to be Ma'or, that Nekuda is Tzadik within each and every one of us. That every single Yosef should roll around and to find the Nekuda of Tzidkas, the Shimon Chasida within each and every one of us and within ourselves. And who's going to come after all? It's going to be Ilyahu HaNavi, who's Pinchas. And Pinchas, Chazal say that he's called Ben Puti because he comes from Yosef. And he's the one who kills Zimri from Shevet Shimon. That it took that Yosef, which is Pinchas, which is Eliyahu, to be able to find that Tzidkas. And he was masaking him a very big tikkun, and he ends up becoming a Yakiva. He should be zecher to see that his galus of Ilyahu HaNavi in our times. Eliyahu HaNavi, Mashiach ben David, to be a square outside of me.
Amen. 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 Amen.